I don't know if you were relieved, but I certainly was. It was solid issues, a debate, a real debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders last night. Single payer for health care, the influence of money in politics, our future policy in Iraq and the Middle East, the influence of Wall Street in politics. Chris Yonke gave us some things to look for when we spoke to her yesterday in advance of the debate. Chris has advised a number of women candidates and leaders, including New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan and First Lady Michelle Obama. Was that the real Hillary last night? Chris joins us now. Chris, let's start with the issue of ISIS. Let's play two clips of the debate last night. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Where we have a different background on this issue is we differed on the war in Iraq, which created barbaric organizations like ISIS.
Look, we did differ. A vote in 2002 is not a plan to defeat ISIS. We have to look at the threats that we face right now, and we have to be prepared.
Now, Sanders there is playing on his I told you so kind of advantage, but Hillary Clinton is trying to offer her practical experience advantage. How did that work?
Well, I'm glad that you raised this issue because there's a little bit of an untold story about what it takes for a woman candidate who's running for executive office, and that's where I spend a lot of my time. We know from the research that debates can be a real significant barrier for any woman, and here's why. Women have to demonstrate that they're qualified, and they also have to show that they're likable. Voters assume that when men are running, that they're qualified right out of the starting gate, and voters give men a pass when it comes to likability. So I think one of the things that Hillary Clinton did last night that was very effective is she demonstrated that she's ready to be commander-in-chief. And one of the things that's coming out already in this campaign is this issue of shouting. I don't know what Bob Woodward is thinking about when he says that Hillary Clinton has an unrelaxed speaking style and that she's shouting. Which campaign is Bob Woodward spending any time on? If there's anybody who's shouting out there, it's Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, that's certainly the case, and it hasn't hurt him at all. Let's listen to where the debate did get a little strident here on both sides. Here's Hillary Clinton talking about single payer in healthcare.
I am not going to talk about big ideas like single payer and then not level with people about how much it will cost. A respected health economist said that these plans would cost $1 trillion more a year. I'm not going to tell people that I will raise your incomes and not your taxes and not mean it.
And then here's Bernie Sanders getting a little hot and bothered about the whole Clinton era of deregulation. Bill Clinton, not Hillary in this case.
All right, let's talk about why in the 1990s Wall Street got deregulated. Did it have anything to do with the fact that Wall Street provided, spent billions of dollars on lobbying and campaign contributions? Well, some people might think, yeah, that had some influence.
All right, so Bernie Sanders gets a pass if he gets mad, but Hillary Clinton is taking a risk if she gets mad in explaining that she's just not going to do something dumb like talk about single payer and throw out Obamacare.
Well, and I think Hillary Clinton summed it up best when she said that when women speak out, some people hear shouting. And one of the things that's very different about this election cycle is that there's going to be much more pushback than there was 8 years ago. For example, there's an organization called Presidential Gender Watch paying attention to all these issues. And you saw the blogosphere and tweeters light up the airwaves last night in calling out this issue, you know, that Hillary is shouting and Bernie isn't.
Well, do you think that's why Hillary lost against Barack Obama in 2008? I mean, she's been down this path before. She's probably among the most experienced candidates to enter the race that we've ever had. And it seems like if anybody knows the risks of this, it's her.
Hillary Clinton has always been a very strong debater. You know, in 2008, there were 26 debates in the primary and the general election. And she has learned so much from that, and she is prepared and ready to go. And this is another area where there's a gender difference. early on in the primary cycle, Bernie Sanders had said that he wasn't even going to prep for the debates. Women candidates don't get away with that. One of the things that we know from research that's been done is the way in which voters relate to women candidates, it's changed dramatically. Back in the day, women weren't comfortable and really avoided talking about their personal lives because that was something that didn't help them with voters. And so we've seen enormous change in that area. And Hillary Clinton is a really good example of that. When she evokes the life lessons that she has learned from her mother, I think that resonates on a very deep level with many voters, men and women. And she's been very upfront about how wonderful it is to be a grandmother, and she talks about that. And so we know that voters are more open to viewing candidates from 360 degrees. And so I see that as a very positive change.
Do you think the stand by her man issue hurts her as a woman? Or helps her as a woman, or is neutral? Because that's a personal issue that really hasn't come up, even though Trump has tried to prompt it.
Yeah, I think this time around, I think it's really neutral. The Republicans will probably continue to raise it, but I don't see that it hurts her in any way.
Chris Yonke is a speech and debate coach. She's advised a number of women candidates and leaders, including New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan and First Lady Michelle Obama. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.